after the clinic Tennessee put on against the FCS foe in Chattanooga, they have plenty to be encouraged by as they get prepared for a neutral site matchup against NC State, who, despite their lackluster win against Western Carolina, there's still a lot of hype and expectations around the Wolfpack. So how's Nico and the Vols preparing for this first neutral site match of the season? I'm Paige Dower. This is The Field Pass. Nico Imaliava looked about as effortless as a quarterback could, especially when you consider it was his second start at Tennessee, his first since being named the full-time starter. He was 22 of 28 for 314 yards. That now sets a new record at Tennessee for a quarterback for the most passing yards in any half of any game. He had 314 yards to reiterate. Those passing yards was more than Chattanooga had in total yards by the end of the game. And what was most impressive about his 79% completion rating was how he did it. A number of the times it was deep down the field in the middle. He had a beautiful one late in the first quarter to Dante Thornton, which ended up being a touchdown pass, and then another one to Thornton, which was a red zone touchdown pass. And when I asked Coach Josh Heupel in today's press conference, you know, what impressed you most about Nico's vision and anticipation and tight windows, it came down to Nico having his eyes in the right spot.
I thought he was extremely accurate, had his eyes in the right spot. Did a really good job of hitting windows, and you know, that's in between defenders and the second level, and over under balls between the second and third level.
And Nico's ability to utilize the middle of the field, whether in short yardage or deep down the field, really shows how explosive this Tennessee offense can be. And it also showed us how much more comfortable Dante Thornton is now that he's in the outside wide receiver spot.
It felt great, really. I felt like I needed to have, like, would have been my first game back. I felt like this is the game that I expected to have, so it felt very good.
You see how comfortable, how much more comfortable Dante got with this offense, man. You know, just his first year going into last year. Still figuring things out, and, you know, I feel like he was dialed in this whole fall camp, spring camp. And, yeah, man, he's been great work that he's put in, and, you know, he went out there and showed it on the field today.
And for Nico, he says he was just excited to be inside Neyland Stadium, playing in front of 100,000 fans, and finally showing us what we've been talking about all offseason.
Yeah, I felt great, man, just going out there competing with my guys. You know, we put a lot of work into this for this year, so, you know, it felt good to go out there and display what we've been working on.
And another Tennessee Vol that was able to reach the checkered end zone for the first time in his career was redshirt freshman tight end Ethan Davis, who says he was most eager to get to the celebration portion of his touchdown.
I mean, it's a great feeling. Just, you know, you kind of wait for that moment your entire time when you're playing offense here at Tennessee, just being able to score that first touchdown in front of 102,000. It was a dream come true, honestly. It was an amazing feeling.
Now, of course, those are some of the bright spots from Tennessee's dominant 69-3 win over Chattanooga. But where can the team improve? Sometimes it might be difficult to find those spots when you are going up against a team that's in the FCS and you're putting up 69 points and holding them to three. Nico only failed to complete his passes five separate times. Now, some of that was when he would settle for a good play when there was a better play available, even though he effortlessly split defenders to get to Dante Thornton or Chris Brazel. That type of coverage sometimes means someone else is going to be wide open somewhere else. But what we also saw from Nico, especially when he's going through his progressions and maybe the plays falling apart and not formulating the way they wanted it to, he's still able to salvage some yards and scrape some yards. And instead of, you know, wanting to go to his first or second read, he's able to get something quickly to the running backs or the tight end in the shallow and help them get a couple of yards and continue to move the ball forward.
I didn't finish the second quarter well. I can finish better with you know, just operating the offense at a high level. Really, I think that was the main thing for me, was not falling asleep during, you know, while we're up big, and still going out there and operating the offense at a high level.
And even on the rare occasion that we saw a play just not happen, right, we mentioned the five times that he didn't complete a pass, Nico still continues to be that great player's coach. And Ethan Davis highlighted that earlier today, that when there is that disconnect and this miscommunication and the play that should have happened doesn't happen, they're immediately on the sidelines or back in the huddle, which they really weren't in a huddle at all during their week one win against Chattanooga. They're on the sidelines talking about why that play didn't happen, what went wrong, so that the next time they're in that scenario, it doesn't happen. And being able to quickly learn, correct mistakes, and figure out what went wrong will be incredibly important, especially when you consider that the competition is only going to heighten as this season goes on. And that's one of the things that Ethan Davis loves most about his quarterback in Nico Imaliava.
Oh, he's a great teammate. I mean, he's an extremely well leader as well. easy to talk to, easy to communicate with. I mean, we had one play where our communication, our timing was a little messed up. Straight to the sideline, sideline adjustment. You know, just get your eyes around quicker a little bit. Got you, Nico. So next time we run that play, we'll make sure we're dialed in on that one. So it's easy to talk to him, easy for him to come and coach me, but me also coaching him on, you know, where I need the ball, where I want the ball, and also where he's going to put the ball.
And like the rest of his teammates, Ethan Davis says nothing that Nico did on the field Saturday surprised them, which is such a ringing endorsement of what we can expect to see this season. And like Nico said before the start of the season, one, his connection that he has with Brew McCoy, he's excited to show all of us. We saw that, and it's a lot to be encouraged by to what we might hope translates later and throughout the season.
You know, been a part of our offense. Last year, we weren't as efficient in the middle of the field as we wanted to be. Had a good start to it this past week. There's a lot of things within the structure of what we're doing offensively that we can be better at too. Guys had an opportunity to watch it with their coaches today, and we got to make improvements. This is a good football team. We're getting ready to go play.
And over at NC State's camp, I'm sure they're saying a similar thing that Tennessee is saying here, that they've got some wide receivers that they definitely want to make sure that they know where they're at on the field at all times. For Tennessee, they're keeping their eye on Kevin Concepcion, who for NC State in their game against Western Carolina had 9 receptions for 121 yards and 3 touchdowns, though his longest reception just went for 35 yards, which for Tennessee was about the average median that the receivers had, because they had a number, at least 10 plays that went 15 plus yards against Chattanooga. But Kevin Concepcion is definitely a player that Tennessee's defense is keeping an eye on, and they want to make sure that they know where he's at on the field at all times.
First of all, he's got elite speed, really good hands, makes plays, you know, on teams, on the offensive side of the ball. They do a good job of moving him around and, you know, finding space for him to work and operate. He's strong, he's explosive. We got to know where he's at, you know, throughout the course of the football game.
And Kevin Concepcion was just behind Jordan Waters, their running back, for most yardage in the game. Jordan Waters had 123 yards on the ground and 2 scores. So they definitely have a couple of players that they're going to be keeping their eyes on and wanting to make sure that they know where they are on the field at all times. But we'll hear more from the team later this week, so we'll continue to dive deeper into this matchup. And of course, on Fridays, we'll do a little keys to the game and definitely go over some things that we need to see from Tennessee to be encouraged by for what they'll be able to do potentially in the SEC. But that's all I've got for you guys today. Thank you so much for watching. Please like, subscribe, continue engaging with the content. And if you guys have any questions that you want answered before the game on Saturday, please leave it in the comment section, and I'll be sure to get to it later this week. But again, thank you all so much for your support, and I'll chat with you guys tomorrow.